This is the fifth track on the Leicester Oral History Trail. The area around the clock tower was outside the city walls until they were demolished in the 18th century. The clock tower itself was built in 1868, and from the 1870s up to 1949, horse-drawn and then electric trams ran round the clock tower. In this extract, Albert Lynn recalls the 1930s, and Arnold Nichols, Jock Joyner and Frank Mansell talk about the trams.
Working on the clock tower really was a marvellous spot to be. It was the hub of Leicester. Everything that happened seemed to go on around the clock tower. There were those lovely hotels which faced Dean and Dawson's. There was the George Hotel, the White Hart, the Stag and Pheasant and the Bell Hotel. There was also a big tobacconist shop which was Salmon and Gluckstein's. They were the most chief shops that were existed in that area.
I don't know whether you ever been across the tower in Leicester when all the tram tracks were all lying about. You've heard them talk about Spaghetti Junction. Well, it was like that on the tower, with tram lines, you know, going different routes, trams going different places, some stopping, some coming back, and all that lot. It would all go like this.
If a motorist had any sense, he used to give the trams a wide berth because the motorist would always come off second best. If a tram hit a motorist, because they were great big heavy clanging things.
But I liked them. A lot of motorists didn't though. They used to give you a wide berth, a lot did. Of course, there used to be the odd cheeky one. They used to get squashed. Oh yes, I've seen some pretty decent accidents in Leicester, especially with strangers. A tram, you can't stop it. You have to slowly stop it. You see, it's not like a car, you put your brakes on and it stops. So you put your brakes on and switch your power off and it still keeps going. But you've got to allow for that, you get used to that sort of thing. Well, this silly bugger, this afternoon, you remember the little Austin Sevens. This bloke, he come creeping down on the offside of these trams. And of course, I was preparing to stop, you see, which you have to do. Because you can't stop straight away because they're that big and heavy and your braking system's crude. Anyway, he nips in between the two trams. And I thought myself, well, this bloke's going to come unstuck because I can't do no better than I'm doing. And it squashed it and he popped out the top. Yeah, he popped out the door. They're only little things, you know, Austin Sevens. You get about six in this room, easy enough. I thought to myself, well, I'm sorry, mate, it's just your bloody chips. So he was just unlucky.
There used to be a policeman outside on a box directing traffic in between the lines, and the trams used to just go past him. It's just room. He had wide shoulders, he had to turn sideways, you know. And if the policeman that you knew was a bit snotty, sort of on the tower, he'd hold you up or something like that. Well, some of the old drivers would know him. And if you slung your power on quick to take off to go up London Road, he used to blow your fuse box, you see, and the handle's go bang! Well, this was in line with the ear of the policeman, and that used to make him jump.
For the next stop, walk along Churchgate up to the junction with St Peter's Lane and Mansfield Street.